You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. We're at CSUN with Saqib Shaikh from Microsoft. Saqib is the lead and founder of the very popular Seeing AI app that's been around for 7 years, available on iOS and Android now, for recognizing objects and information about the environment around us. Fantastic to be with you, Saqib.
Hi, thank you very much.
It's been an amazing week.
Oh, it's been incredible. I just love being here and seeing the innovation that's going on and meeting all the old and new friends alike.
So I know something that you have been asked about time and time and time again over the history of Seeing AI is, can we have a way to use Seeing AI hands-free?
My goodness, so many times.
Well, talk about that then. So what's that journey been like? Have you tried things that haven't worked, or where did you kind of get to with that conversation?
Yeah, so like since day one, the very first vision, you know, could you have something that has a camera on it that maybe you wear? But, you know, we've talked to dozens of manufacturers, thought of different things, but it's not just the technology. It's the getting it into people's hands. How are you going to manufacture this at scale, at the right price? Get it into people's hands where they are around the world. And then, you know, if things go wrong, how do we make sure you have the good support? And really, the right combination of things did not come into play until very recently.
So just let's talk about that then. So what is that combination, and what are we sharing today?
Yeah, this week at CSUN, we have announced a pilot program where Microsoft on the Seeing AI app, plus a company called ARX, A-R-X, and RNIB are partnering to bring a wearable to Seeing AI.
So ARX Vision have produced a wearable camera. So it's a headset, feels like sort of bone conduction headphones, a bit like the kind that, you know, people use for exercise to free their ears so they can still hear the people in the environment around. Why was that an important requirement, do you think?
Yeah, it's essential that if you're going to have headphones on while you're navigating around your life, you don't want it to block out the external audio. So the bone conduction means that they're not covering your ears. Yeah.
And let's talk about the camera. So it's the camera module is mounted on the right hand side. It's a Sony sensor, I believe, and there are some tactile buttons there.
Yeah, so the whole thing, if you imagine, it's going round the back of your head, over your ears, and then the bone conduction bits is just in front of your ears. And on the left side, you have volume buttons, but on the right side, you have this little rectangle, which is the camera, with three buttons, a triangle, square, and circle. And you can use that to control all of Seeing AI. So you would plug this into an Android phone. It has to be Android right now. And then you could put your phone in your pocket. It's like, you know, just having a battery pack or something. Just forget it's there. And use these three buttons to control everything.
Okay, and let's just talk about some of the things there. You know, I mean, I can't believe there's anyone listening who hasn't heard of Seeing AI, but so we've got a number of services or channels, if you will, in Seeing AI. Just run through those, if you would, and talk about what some of those interactions would be like using the wearable camera.
Yeah, so the different channels that you have on Seeing AI on your phone come to ARX for the most part, and they can be for reading things in real time or reading a whole document in detail. It might be for just taking a photo and knowing what's in front of you. And then we have these new really, really rich descriptions which will go like give you a whole paragraph about what's in front of you down incredible detail. If you haven't tried it, you should. But you can also now talk to Seeing AI. So on the phone, you tap Ask Seeing AI, but on the headset, you can just press a button, and whether it's a document or what's in front of you, you can say on a menu, how much does the lasagna cost, or what vegetarian options are there, and so on and so forth. You can basically talk to Seeing AI now.
And you've got both your hands free at this point. You know, you might be using a cane or a guide dog, but you might be manipulating the object that you're attempting to scan.
Exactly. That's really important because some things are just tricky, especially, as you say, if you have things in your hands like your cane. And if you're scanning a product, reading text, you just have to look in the right direction now.
And of course, if you're using ARX AI, as Seeing AI continues to evolve, you're going to benefit from those changes. So if you add more channels in the future and more capabilities, more smarts, then this is going to work.
Absolutely, and that's the great thing about this, that at the end of the day, it's still a phone, it's still an app that gets updated, the app that we are working on every day here at Microsoft. And, you know, this is just a pilot, so for the first users who buy the ARX headset, you will have to sign up and we'll get you a special version that works with ARX. But that means that also you can be a part of this journey. Right now, what you get with ARX is exactly the same as you get on the phone, but together with the community, we're looking forward to running this pilot, and if someone's interested, they can be part of this community of people contributing ideas and feedback to create these hands-free natural experiences.
Absolutely. If you're up for it, we would love to hear from you. Get involved, and you can find out more from ARX Vision. We're in the United States, where you would go to buyarx.com, but in the UK, ARX AI is available from RNIB's Products for Life store. Finally, Saqib, just more broadly, what does it mean for you and an organization like Microsoft to work with RNIB on a project like this?
It's incredible, because RNIB in the UK is a trusted name, people know, and it really helps us come to our customers where they are. And many people know about Seeing AI, and that's great. Remember, go to seeingai.com and download it if you haven't, but the RNIB can really reach people that maybe, you know, aren't all on the internet all the time, aren't reading all the blogs and the podcasts. So this is absolutely essential for us.
Saqib Shaikh, founder and leader of Seeing AI at Microsoft, thank you so much for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
No, thank you so much.